Curling Worlds with Graham Sloan, Curling Development Officer here at the Dumfries Ice Bowl. First of all, what's it like having not one but two World Championships in your home rink?
It's fantastic, and it's creating a great atmosphere for the arenas and the players that are taking part in it. But the impact that it's having on the town as well is brilliant for the whole area. Everywhere you're walking, you're seeing competitors, and there's a real buzz, and all the teams are really, really friendly. Everybody's getting on well, and there's a real party atmosphere going on as well, so it's great to be involved in.
And I saw you bringing one of the school parties in this morning. Obviously, schools, getting them involved, a big part of trying to grow the sport as well.
Yeah, well, they're the future of the sport, so any opportunity you get to expose them to the game, it's always a chance that you've got to take. So when you get these world championships on your doorstep, you've got to try and make the most out of them. And by Wednesday, we'll have had over 500 kids through the door to come and see the teams. And again, the players from the teams have been very receptive towards the school children that have been coming in and signing autographs, letting us take photos. When we've been cheering on from the stands, they've been getting involved on the ice, clapping back and giving waves. And yeah, it's been real enjoyable to work with the schools and the championships, and just seeing it all unfold. It's really going well at the moment.
And obviously, we had the Winter Olympics, and that was obviously a rather good advert to bring into this, because the players who did so well for GB, strong ties with the area as well, and obviously some of them train here as well.
Yeah, we had a couple of the girls' teams come across to do some training here when they're back home, but all the GB team are more or less based in Stirling, so you don't see them that often, but when they are here, it's good for the youngsters to see them and ask them questions. And Claire Hamilton spent a lot of time with our Dumfries Young Curlers. She did some question and answer sessions for them, a little training sessions here and there, and that was great. But we've also got our Scotland team that's playing in the mixed doubles at the championship here. They came down, spent a lot of time with our school kids, our junior development programmes as well. So we've really had a good buy-in from our juniors to come and support the Scottish teams, because they gave up their time to come and meet them before the championships. So we're trying to help them out now by cheering them on, and there's a great atmosphere going about.
And obviously you've been here normally just in the curler ring, but seeing the transformation in the main ice rink, which was until a couple of weeks ago obviously the ice hockey rink, seeing that transformed into a curling rink as well, that must be something.
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to go around a few different championships, worlds, Europeans, and it tends to be that they're staged in a skating or hockey rink, and being able to transform it into a curling rink is it's really something to see. And a lot of credit, in fact all the credit, should go to the ice staff that are here. And you know, they're putting in a lot of hours, 17-hour days for them, and they've turned the facility around. They've put it all together, so there's a real good team effort going on there from all the ice crew that have come in for the championship, and also our local staff are getting to experience these championships and learn from the best. So it's good for the future.
Without getting too technical, because it's different kind of ice for curling than for the hockey.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a different surface. It's very specialised for the curling to allow the stones to travel up and down the ice. And when you're sweeping, you're basically damaging the ice when you're sweeping. So they've got to try and prepare it to allow it to hold up for a whole game, and then they completely take it back and start from scratch again for the next game. So they're doing a lot of work out there on the ice to keep it in top conditions for the players. But again, all the players seem to be enjoying the ice conditions, and they're putting on a good show with the games that are going on. So,
and finally, looking ahead, the impact from having the tournament here, have you noticed a more interest in, obviously we had the Winter Olympics, as I said, more interest from there, but trying to kick on from here as well to grow the sport locally?
Yeah, I mean, it's still early days to see how this event will impact our curling for next season. But already we've had visitors that have come in to watch some of the games. They've been dropping us emails saying, you know, what a wonderful facility it is. Can we come and play a friendly match next season? Or can we bring our own club down for a weekend and play a wee game? And so it's definitely going to have an impact, I think. Once we get back into the season, or a couple of weeks after the event, we'll maybe just see how big an impact it's had, but it's certainly looking good for curling in this this area.
Okay, well, brilliant. Well done on the tournament, and enjoy the last couple of days.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.